Welcome to the Social Expedition, fueling your digitally social experience. Produced by LunaWeb, this is show number 44, September 2nd, 2010. I can't believe it's September already.
I know.
You know, that time people talk about, have told me, you know, forever and ever, you know, all those middle-aged people told me that time flies and it starts to fly faster as you get older. And I thought, yeah. But man, they were right. And so now here I am blowing through another summer already. It's like, I hate the heat, but I'd take more of it just to like stretch time out a little bit, you know?
I think it's just because summer's not the summer of 69 anymore. So you're working 9 to 5, 8 to 5 here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It does go by faster because you don't just get to enjoy the bliss of it all.
Yeah, I'm not ready for life to be over. It's like, you know, hit the fast forward button and boom, the end. You know, because there's so much going on. I don't know, with maybe some of these other things that are happening all the time. So many interesting events. There's all kinds of stuff going on in Memphis that time flies. And then before you know it, poof, the summer's gone. And then, you know.
Time flies, technology grows.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are being downers.
No, well, I'm just saying, you know.
I'm okay. So, I'm ready to die.
You know, I was lucky enough to attend this tweet up earlier this week, an EDU type tweet up of educators, and they were in there sharing all these new tools that they had found out, and probably 75% of the stuff that they shared with each other I hadn't heard of. Very, very useful types of things about how they're collaborating with one another and how they're using some of these tools in the classroom. So young people, the children of today, are growing up with these other tools and whatnot. And so when you have speed of learning, when the speed of learning increases, then new things are produced quicker. This acceleration going on right now. And there's no hope to keep up with it. There's not. And that's one of the reasons why we have the Social Expedition. You know, we meet 2 times a month, once for breakfast and then once in the evening over there at the Twilight Camp, so that we can share what's going on in our little niche space, you know. And that's just one of the hats that we wear here at LunaWeb. By the way, I'm Dave Barger.
I'm Ansley Phones.
And I'm Rachel Smith.
Yeah, so this is, I don't know.
Number 44.
This is the speed show, the time show, number 44. So it was just really interesting, and I think it's not just in the social space anymore as far as time flying by, but it seems like no matter what profession or occupation that you're in, that there's new stuff going on for everybody right now. And as we learn to use these new tools to collaborate, that allows people to innovate newer things quicker and faster. And so everybody's having a tough time keeping up right now. And so you almost have to rely on these peer groups. You know, we've kind of talked about this every now and then. We all kind of jointly worked on that article that was published here recently about building your own peer group. That's what was going on with these the EDU tweet up the other night. So that, you know, that ties in directly to the new group that Beth Sanders is putting together that's meeting, you know, here tonight for the WordPress.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else that ties into, Dave? Is our guest today, Michael Sink.
All right. So are we gonna cut to Michael now?
Let's do that.
Yeah, okay. And welcome, business strategy coach. In fact, my business strategy coach, Michael Sink.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome to the Social Expedition podcast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The podcast isn't quite 3 years old, but I think it was coming up on 3 years ago that you and I sat across the table and started talking about some of this social stuff.
Yeah, and I've been intrigued with it and playing around with it and found that certain parts of it work for me and some parts I don't understand and I got to keep working at it. Mm-hmm. But it's the way it is, and I'm glad I'm on board.
You know, and sometime after, you know, it was last year, I think I picked up a copy of Cheers. What's the official title of the book?
It's the official title is The Cheers Model of Marketing, mm-hmm. How to Create Customers as Loyal as Norm Peterson.
Yeah. And that was published back in 2001-ish?
Yeah, it's about 10 years old now.
You know, so picking it up last year, for rereading it, there's a lot of connection there with what you say in Cheers with what's going on in social these days. And so the same principles really applied over and is the, kind of the way that people talk about how you should use some of these tools. And that was great to
yeah,
see that.
I was glad that you talked to me about it because I hadn't thought about Cheers and social media at all. But the whole idea of the Cheers model marketing is build an ongoing relationship with your clients, which mm-hmm. is based on having regular conversations with them where you're listening and paying attention and responding to them based on what their needs are. And I think the big thing you jumped on is, you know, the Cheers model is really big on segmenting your customers, and not all relationships are good ones for you. That's not all customers are created equal, but we talked about segmenting your customers into the ones that you really can't afford not to have that relationship, the norms in your business, and then using that to try to figure out who the Frasers are, the people that look like Norm.
Right.
And how do you market to them? And then there are people that you need, but you don't need a lot, like Cliff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good business, but growth isn't going to come from them, or new relationships aren't going to grow out of that person. And then there's some people you don't, those toxic people in the world that you don't want a relationship with at all. Lilith, you know, she comes into the bar, five people leave. You know, yeah, her drink is $5, but you make $5, but 10 other drinks walk out the room because she offends everybody.
Yeah.
So that, there's certainly applications of Cheers. And it made me start segmenting people on my Facebook. According to how to understand groups of people and what they're talking about.
So you take advantage of the list feature on Facebook?
Yes, yes. I separate into, kind of funny, family. Yeah. I have some people I call Redeemerites, who are all these contacts I've made from when I was a teacher 30 years ago at Holy Redeemer High School. They have found me on Facebook, and I'm catching up. I got invited back to the last reunion this fall. I can't come, but I really want to. And then I have my clients, NSYNC clients, the people coaching, my inner circle people. I have one segment called Cubs, which is all my people that I went to high school with. And, you know, everyone, what are all the Cubs talking about today? And what are all the Redeemerites worried about? And what am I catching up on all my long-lost family members?
Yeah, yeah. You know, recently I was in Seattle for a conference. And I met up with a guy I was in the Navy with about 23 years ago, who I looked for him on Google for years and could never find him except for a caption on a photo that he shot. But then I got a friend request from him one day on Facebook.
Yeah, it's amazing who finds out and who tells people about who you do and what you do. And it's really, it's brought business to me. I see social media as a way to be transparent about what you do and how well you do things. And one of the biggest benefits, I'm not sure any leads have come directly to me through social media, but I know in reaching out to clients, making my social media presence lapped into my, linked into my website and all the things I do, is I will go to a business meeting and I haven't met with the person before, but those discussions about who your daddy is and what you know are already done. Because they've looked at your website. They see the clients you've worked with. They see what you've been talking about on your blog. They see who you're connected with. That whole who your daddy thing has disappeared quite often.
Yeah.
It's a funny way of saying it, but you're getting right down to business faster because they can evaluate what you know, who you know, and how good at you're at things if you do it right.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the big if.
Now, how long have you been in this market?
I've been, as a business owner, 10 years.
Okay.
I've lived in Memphis 16 years now.
Okay, all right. You know, you talk about who's your daddy. I see it's real interesting when you start working with people here in Memphis and you find out that, oh, yeah, I've done work with your dad before. Literally.
I joke about it, and I'm not trying to offend anybody. You obviously can tell that I'm from the great state of Michigan, not the South. I married a true Southerner, and that's part of why we're here, and we love it here. But when I first started in business on sales calls and whatever, I had never encountered this in Boston, Pittsburgh, anywhere else I've worked. It's before you can get down to business, people want to know where you went to high school, who they know that knows you, and if they can't figure that out, you're probably not going to do much business with them. And I think the social media, I see the one benefit is that it's helped me dramatically establish, hey, this is a guy from Memphis. He's been around 10 years. And look at his friends in the business arena. They are people that I've trusted. And you're doing business with this guy, and there's a video on my page about NSYNC, and like, oh, well, I need to talk to you. And in many instances, it speeds up the sales process. or the relationship building process, which what is sales anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Building
sure.
relationships.
Sure. Yeah. So in addition to the business strategy coach, comma, author.
Okay.
title. I mean, that's great. You do a number of other things.
Yeah. The thing that I'm most involved in these days is called Inner Circle. You're a member. You're very familiar with it. But if I can briefly say, it's peer groups for business owners and CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is get a small group of CEOs together in a confidential setting every month to have talk time with other people that have had to make payroll just like the other owners, and to get their insights and then be held accountable. That's what we do. And you know that I hold you accountable in your inner circle, but that's what's going on.
It's good. It's not gab time. It's
get down to what is you're working on. It's not networking. It's not sales. This is what's making me lose sleep tonight.
Yeah.
And I got to talk to it. Who better to talk to than a group of other business owners? So I facilitate that. That's my other title, Inner Circle Facilitator. Mm-hmm. I do the business strategy coaching. And I do two other things on a regular basis, kind of as a content provider maybe. I do a huddle for about 18 months now. I do a huddle once a month on strategy. It's basically an executive education course on the third Thursday of every month for an hour. Right now we're meeting at Panera Bread. And we go over the basics of strategy and then dive down or drill down into the details and how to tie your strategy to execution. Mm-hmm. How to build your strategy the right way. And it's kind of continuing education. You've been to a couple huddles.
Yeah. Yeah. And this all ties, the huddle thing, it all ties into this this one-page business plan.
It ties into the one-page strategic plan.
Okay.
And the idea that is, if your strategy can't be put on one piece of paper, although a big piece of paper, it probably isn't going to work. You're not going to be able to execute it. And the Gazelle's growth model is really the model that this follows on, and come to the huddle and we'll get you started on it.
Okay.
And then I've started my newest thing, and I'm excited about, is the InSync Business Book Club. We're having our second meeting 2 days from now, Friday the 3rd, and we're going over a book called Blue Ocean Strategy, and we'll be meeting at Davis Kidd, and we're going to be listening to a podcast from the 15-minute book review company. And then we're going to have a discussion about the book in length and cliff notes provided. But come to Davis Kidd 8 o'clock in the morning Friday. Walk-ups are welcome. Register. Mm-hmm. Go to my website and find the link.
Where is that website?
InSync.com. InSync.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to register for any of the huddles or things, you can go to, let me say it slowly, http://InSync.com. InSync, don't forget the colon, .eventbrite.com. All the huddles and book clubs are registered there.
Right.
And you can just sign up through PayPal, boom, boom, and you're in, and we'll mm-hmm. be looking for you.
And this upcoming, what are these aren't huddles, these are book what?
It's a book club. It's book the club. Business book club. We're reviewing. It's the book club for people who don't have time to read books.
Oh, wow.
You're not going to have to read the book to come to this thing unless you want to afterwards. Mm-hmm. Readers are welcome, but business owners have to learn. We're looking for learner leaders who want to learn but really don't have time.
Yeah.
So come review the essence of the book, decide if you need it, and it'd be helpful to you further. But get around some other smart people that are staying on top of the latest business thinking.
And this is going to be the second one of these, right? So mm-hmm. I made the first one. And you talked about something there at that one called, was it the Tower of Guilt?
The Tower of Guilt. Yeah. Yes, the Tower of Guilt. Every business owner, here's the secret that no one wants to admit to. Business owners don't read books. Well, some of them do. But most of the time they buy them and put them on their shelf or on their desk or on their nightstand, and they start stacking up. And they realize they don't have time to read them, but they got the stack of books. And then they start telling people they read them all.
Yeah.
But they haven't. That's kind of where this book club comes from, is people don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't have to read it. Here's a 15-minute review that'll give you the essence of the book. You can then decide whether you need to read it or not.
Yeah.
But you will get what you need to learn. Tower of Guilt.
You should have a whoever shows up with a photograph of the tallest Tower of Guilt get in free next time or something.
I'm going to propose that.
I'm a contender.
I'm going to propose that at the Huddle Friday, that for the next huddle, bring a picture of you next to the Tower of Guilt. Now, I'm going to ask you to be honest. You know, I could put a really big, take a look at my bookshelf. I have 300 books there. But I have to say, I'm one of those nerds that actually read them all. So I don't count. Be honest. Yeah, we'll have the Tower Guilt contest. That sounds good. They'll get the new book free next month.
Great, great.
All right.
I'll look forward to it. Look forward to it. And I really like the peer groups as well.
Yeah, it's meaningful time. You know, who are you going to talk to about these things in an honest, direct way and get good feedback? Mm-hmm. Consultants, great. Business owners know exactly where you're sitting. They've been there. They know they're going to be there if they haven't been there. They want to know how to learn from your mistakes if you're making them, and how to learn from your successes.
Yeah.
If you're doing it. And that's what everyone needs.
Any insights as to what's next for Michael Sink?
I'm trying to lose 50 pounds. I've lost 10 in 4 weeks. Go to everydayhealth.com and start writing down the calories you take from every meal. And that's, it'll tell you how many calories you can eat if you want to lose a pound a week.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah, so we're on that same plan, I think. I'm not on that website.
You're trying to get into that parachute again,
yes,
right?
Yes, 15 more pounds. So I'm down. I have 15 more to go, and then I'm back in my shoes. So.
I have about 40 more to go. Yeah. My doctor said I was the best in shape obese man he's ever met, and that isn't going to continue if you don't do something about it. So.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for joining us.
I enjoyed it. This is great.
We'll be sure to put links and stuff on the podcast to your sites and whatnot. I look forward to seeing you Friday at the second book review.
Yeah, and bring someone, Dave. Bring someone else. Tell other people. Great.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, those peer group ideas, I mean, that's just a really good way to bounce ideas off of other entrepreneurs. I'm sure that you find that very useful, Dave.
It is. You know, they talk about, you know, it's lonely at the top. And it really is. And so by being a member of these entrepreneurial type peer groups, there's two of them I'm actually in, you're not so lonely. So you get to share these other things where when you don't, you think, oh, I'm the only person going through this kind of thing. But it seems like there's a set of business problems that a lot of entrepreneurs run into. And it just makes all the difference in the world to know that you're not the only one out there, and to hear suggestions of things that have worked and then things that have not worked for other people, given their particular situation. You know, every business is different. But
well, those of us who aren't entrepreneurs have some great events coming up that you can go to for your social media type group.
But we're not
consultation.
We're not, yeah, but they don't exclude the entrepreneurs. So yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay. So those coming up, and as you may know, LunaWeb is definitely a big part of Launch Memphis, and some of these events that are coming up that we're talking about here are Launch Memphis events, but they are definitely social, you know, related. We're trying to build this entrepreneurial community here in Memphis, and so. Coming up on September the 13th it's 13th and 14th. There's actually two events kind of back to back, one at night and the other one the next morning with Larry Farrell, who is a very well-known person in the entrepreneurial type space. So those are almost geared towards the entrepreneur type folks. And then we have WordCamp Birmingham, which is a special unconference put together kind of like BarCamp, but it's all around WordPress. And so, you know, whether you're new at it or you are a seasoned WordPress user or a professional, it's a good thing to check into. So that's going to be down in Birmingham on September the 18th and 19th. And speaking of BarCamp, then our buddies over to the west, over in Jonesboro, just a little over an hour away, on September the 25th, they're having their BarCamp. And so that's going to be 2 months before our BarCamp here in Memphis, BarCamp 3, which will be November the 13th. So the bar camps, a lot of folks, that's new information. They don't, you know, as far as what those are, it's a conference, but it's not so planned out ahead of time. It's kind of put together impromptu the day of as people are walking in the door. It's crowdsourced as far as the information put together, and as well as the information that's presented. So you can show up to bar camp, want to do a presentation about something that you're passionate about, usually in the Web 2.0 space. And if enough people are interested, hey, you're up on the stage, you know, and you're sharing this thing that you're passionate about. Speaking of passions, there is an event called Ignite Memphis coming up, and that's going to be roughly around October 20th. Locations to be determined yet. And this is another event where if you're passionate about a particular thing and you want to share this with people, you have 20 slides. Each of them automatically advances every 15 seconds. And so you're pretty much, you know, rapid fire through your slides. And when your time's up, that's it. There's a minute break and then the next person's up. So the thinking there is if you've got great information to share, hey, that's awesome. But if, you know, it's not so good, well, it's only not so good for, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
So it's a very, very interesting concept. I was able to catch up with the guy that put this whole Ignite thing together back in Seattle, who now works for O'Reilly. Good guy, real down to earth type fella, and it's a real down to earth type event, and it's great fun. Those presentations followed by mixing.
And that week, aren't there a lot of Ignite events going on around the country? So it's not just, it won't just be our event. Isn't that like Ignite week?
There is an Ignite week. But I know like right now, I think this week, there's Ignite Dublin going on over in Ireland. So it is put on all over the world. People have these Ignite events, just like bar camps are going on all over the world.
We would like to toss out there that if anyone is interested in caravanning to either WordCamp Birmingham or BarCamp Jonesboro, definitely get in touch with us over at LunaWeb because we are hoping to put together a group to head to those events.
Yeah, so put a little Memphis posse together to head down to Birmingham, then over to Jonesboro.
Represent.
Sure, absolutely. No, and we do. I mean, you know, at our last BarCamp, which was Tribe Camp earlier this year, back in April, there was a nice little posse that came over from Jonesboro. Anyway, while we're talking about all these locations, it'd be a great segue into location-based services, which you may often see abbreviated as LBS. And it's kind of the hot thing out there in the space right now, to some people. There's some, I think, you know, more traditional marketers that are giving it the foo-foo. So, you know, my take on that is, sure, you know, if you want to wait until everybody in the world is out there using these things and it's just so damn noisy that your message isn't going to be heard, then wait, go ahead, you know, listen to those guys. But if you want to be out there leading the space and you want to be out there ahead of these people before it gets all noisy, then location-based services is something you need to start paying attention to right now. So how this works basically is, you know, these smartphones now, they have these GPS so that it knows where you're at. And so when you go to a particular venue, let's say you were going to the local burger joint, you can check in and say, I'm there. So then you have friends. It is a social network. Your friends know that you're there. They can see, oh, Dave's up the street at the burger joint. Maybe I can go join him because he's only been there for 5 minutes. And this actually happened to me at South by Southwest. I met four people who were at a burger joint, like one of these really tasty, well-known burger joints. And by golly, if you go to these places often enough, you can become the mayor. And there's only one mayor for each location. But then sometimes some of these venues are given specials to the mayor.
Enter in actual applications such as Foursquare, Gowalla, Scavenger, and Places are the ones we're referring to right now.
Yes. Foursquare is kind of was the big dog out there. But then just a week before last, Facebook got into the space, the location-based services space, with their thing that they call Facebook Places. And so that you can now check in. And people often wonder, hey, what is the utility of these things? I mean, it's so stupid. Why would I want to go check in and let some of my friends know where I'm at? And it's amazing the amount of utility that you can find out here unexpectedly with some of these services. So check it out. If you are on Facebook, you know, you don't have to check in everywhere you go. But if you're checked in somewhere, you can let people know. Such as yesterday, I was over at the Memphis Botanic Gardens looking for a space for BarCamp. Looking at their space. So I checked in on Facebook Places with my phone at touch.facebook.com and let people, my friends know on Facebook that I'm here reviewing venues. Anybody have any comments? Anybody want to weigh in on the venue? And I had four great comments back before I even left the place, which I actually shared with the person showing me around, including some of the negative comments so they could know. But there you are, right there. You know, this is real value being found with these location-based services. And so these are people who responded right away because they knew I was standing right there. So there is utility to be had out there, whether it's very obvious or not.
Marketing potential for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we'll be talking definitely more about these location-based services on future podcasts because this is evolving. We've got more that we'd actually like to share today, but Ansley's given us the finger of
no, I'm
minutes.
Not. No, I'm not at all. But I do hope you will come to the WordPress meetup tonight at LunaWeb at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And it's going to be a good event. We're going to talk about WordPress.
WordPress geekery, yeah. WordPress. So, yeah, so not the, and LunaWeb's, we're just providing a space to meet. The person who's been putting all this together has been Beth Sanders.
And she's, you know, good at it. You know. She's got the WordPress down.
She's got it. She's got it now. She's got it going on with the WordPress thing and is learning more all the time. No doubt she's going to be going down to WordCamp in Birmingham as well, too.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in.
The Social Expedition podcast is produced at the offices of LunaWeb, a Memphis leader in web development and social media, online at lunaweb.com. LunaWeb is a full-service web agency meeting Memphis's online needs since 1995. Our theme music is The Year Before the War by Eric Maskell, available online at ericmaskell.com. For more information about the Social Expedition, including links mentioned during the podcast, visit socialexpedition.com. Thanks for listening.